Before we even turned dirt or turned the shovel or actually got the funding for it, we had 9 letters of intent for the 7 bays itself. So everything was full before we even started construction in the planning phase or the engineering phase of the project.
Does that mean there's so much demand that in the future you might end up having to build another one?
Aviation is growing. We do have on our airport layout plan, we have other sites on the airport where we have planned future development for other hangars. But right now we want to basically, we've met our need currently. We're going to do about a $5 million project for a runway rehabilitation and a drainage project out here before we get into building more hangars.
So this new project that you're talking about, I've been paying attention at city council meetings, and they talk about things, land acquisition that the cities have been having to do to, I assume, extend the airport, and they've had to cut down trees for visibility, I know. So what is involved with this coming up project about the airport runways?
The new project is going to involve basically a mill and overlay of the existing runway and improving the apron and the taxiway itself. Basically, those surfaces need to be upgraded periodically, just basically because of cracks, Minnesota weather, traction for aircraft, so we can get traction is a big thing for aircraft to be able to stop and make use of the runway without going to something that's longer. So with that, we're also going to improve the lighting. We have old incandescent lighting system out there. We want to go to the new LEDs. Which is, could be also part of the project. And then with that, you know, with new roofing and surface area, we need to manage our water better and put in some ponding and a pond system and stormwater system to remove that excess water that we're experiencing on a new monumental basis with all the rainfall events that we've been having here. So,
what are the largest types of airplanes that can currently land here? And will all of these new plans allow bigger planes to come in?
Right now, the current one, the largest plane that we have landing here is a Citation jet. The runway itself is only 4,001 feet. The goal is to get it out to 5,000 feet, but we're right now here landlocked by the Highway 1971 and the County Road 101 that's going down to North Redwood. And we can get balance of field, which we can extend basically grass overruns that, you know, the pavement will end, but the aircraft, if they're in trouble, still have area to correct and help themselves. But to meet that 5,000 feet, the number for 5,000 feet is really dependent on insurance. Anything under 5,000 feet, the larger aircraft, the faster jets, it's like you and I taking our vehicle out onto the ice. As soon as we drive off terra firma, we're no longer covered with our insurance. Here we'll have same thing with the 5,000-foot restriction.
So if you're landlocked, how do you extend another 1,000 feet?
Well, ultimately, another 1,000 feet will be, it will have to pick up and move the airport some point in the future if our usage and operations dictate that. So until then, we're basically limited to the length of our runway and our operations getting up to that 20,000 mark, which then FAA sees us as a viable option to fund at 90% new airport relocation.
So if you get up to 20,000 operations a year, that's good evidence that you can go to the FAA and say we need a new airport.
Yep, FAA looks at us and says, all right, you have this much coming in here. Nice thing would be we're getting commercial aviation running, and that's their proof that we need to expand our facility. Until then, you know, it's always a wish list. We have it on our long-range planning, you know, to eventually move the airport. This is a good spot for development, and, you know, it's got a lot of nice property for both commercial and single-use housing, multi-use housing developments. But until then, we need to get our operations up and to make it a viable option.
What are some other things that the city is doing just to sort of get publicity and get people to maybe consider moving here or doing more of their operations based out of Redwood?
One of the main things is that we have a full-time airport manager. Before this, it was a leased position or a part-time position for managing the airport. We contracted that out. Now we have, the city has a full-time airport manager managing the grounds. We have taken over the fuel farm, which we were able to provide some cheaper competitive fuel pricing, so we have more aircraft landing here and want to actually see that this is a great airport to be based out of and want to relocate here.